from Sham Aleichem's sweetest friends. Here should be a special schluss for our Mar Shechel Nishmas, Mar Esther Basub Shmo, Eschabs Kamas Abedhams for Mayor Zev, and the schluss for Chayuch Hebed Yudis, Chayuch Hebed Fega, Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Betoch Sha'ar Chove Yisrael, and it's based on Torah C from my Rabbi. And kind of other Ruchaim Yehar would sleep down. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Sadi Vavoyis Yid Aleph has a suffix. He writes, V'nei kol amitzvah shenitchem b'nei pikoch nefesh hen eli anas v'nei decholem kol tchuyim lohutu Ayin Rambam Perek Beis Melchot Shabbos in Beis Yosef Rachaim Shim Yichas v'nafkamina d'adei ken cholem sukha machilin oseh akal akal tchila k'mvur b'yume ach nistapakti derech moshul. So he says like this. All mitzvahs are pushed away because of pikoch nefesh. Whether pikuach nefesh is another person forcing you to do the, not to do the mitzvah, to do the avera, or whether one is sick, all the mitzvahs are pushed away, but they are not hutru. It's dachwe, when you have pikuach nefesh, it's pushed off bekoshi. It's difficulty. It's not just completely mutter, as the Rambam says. Therefore, if a person is a choyla mesukah, and if a person is in a life, has a life-threatening illness, machilin osa akal akal tchilu, first we get try to give him the lighter isulin. However, the suffix is she'ansoi anos says the Minchas Chinuch la'avra lister nevela b'tzina kavnos la'havitzel al-dos t'dino t'di'avra b'tzina v'yeshe sirkal minevela kagon shviz v'yisro yerecha lister akal gamken yispais ha'anas kevin she'yirish over al-dos ma dinunim di'avra al-akal v'yatzil na'avsha b'sir akal v'dilma. He says, what would be the din if you have an anas? A person is forcing somebody to be over an isser nevela b'tzina in private. And what he wants to do is, he wants to make the Jew do an avera. Halacha is if one is bitsin, if one is in private, it's in public, no. But if one is in private, then one is over in the Savera. Now, there's an Isser that's more kal than the Nevela, and that's the Isser of Shvias. If the Yisrael eats the Isser Akal, this will satisfy the guy. Because he'll say, oh, he's doing an Avera. If we say that he's over al Akal, v'yatzel nafshav Isser Akal, do we say that he should do the lighter Isser, ready to eat Shvias? If he can eat Shvias, that'll satisfy him, eat Shvias. What does it mean, shviz? Shviz means fruits that were produced when somebody worked the land in the seventh year. Or maybe, so you do the lighter isser, maybe no. When you're in life's in danger, so then eat the lighter isser. But here he's not forcing you on the lighter isser. Here you have to do what he's forcing you to do. He's not forcing you on the shviz, he's forcing you on the nevela, so you have to eat the nevela. So that's the suffix, the grosser suffix from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is poshet the suffix from what the Raivid writes in his Tshuvas and Pesachim, Simen Mem Tes, Choy L'shesh Boi Sakona, V'tzorich L'shchot Loi Tarnagol, Lama Loi Noimar L'goi, She'yinuchor Loi Achas, V'nachi Lenu Hanevelo, She'en Boi Le Isser Delav, V'loi Nishchot V'nitcha Isser Shabbos, She'sh Boi Isser Skila. So you have a Choy La, She'yesh Boi Sakona, this Choy La is in life, is in danger, and you have to slaughter for him on Shabbos a chicken. Why don't we tell the guy to just kill the chicken without a kosher shechita, and then we'll give him the nevela, and then all we have is an iser lav. And we won't be shechit ourselves, and then there'll be a skila by being derech Shabbos. So let's give him the nevela, let's give him the guy, when the guy killed the animal, why give him what a Jew shechted? Tshuve answers the Heilige Minchas, the Heilige Radbaz, I arrive it. What is there is best stopping him? Shabbos, not Nevela. What's the guy's issue here? That he needs a nevela? No. His issue is that it needs to be Mechal Shabbos. For Raya, if it would be during the week, we wouldn't give an Avela, we'd give him a kosher meat. So Mamela, since the Yisur is Shabbos, that's where we're being Darcha. Ran in Yuma of Beis Midape Arif brings this Heiliger Ravid, and he asks, Sof, let's give him the Yisur Kal. Let's give him an Avela, which is a lighter Yisur. That'd be awesome. Writes the Minchas Chinuch, from the Ravid we see a Pshitus for our Suffolk. We can resolve our Suffolk because the Ravid holds that he's considered Anos Ala Shchita, lo Ala Avela. And if you shecht for him and you don't give him the nevela, the male in our case, the issue is the nevela. The guy wants him to eat the nevela. Eat the nevela. That's your issue here. That's what's standing before you. The nevela. That's what the guy wants you to do. And the nevela, eat the nevela and don't eat shvius. Ran argues and he holds no to the lighter iser. So even though there's no onus on the lighter iser, still, you should, even though the onus isn't related, isn't directed at the minor iser, still do the minor iser. Even though the onus is not onus here, to eat a nevela, eat the nevela. So too, in the case of the nevela versus shvius, no onus on the shvius. But nevertheless, you should eat the shvius. You should always try to do the lighter iser. So the maskone of the minchas chinuch is that his sofek is tolui in the machlikis between the chayvid and the ran. Ravid holds Yavor al Isser HaChamor. V'Aran omer Yavor al Isur HaKal. Af agav deino anus al ze. Ad kan, Torev Divrei, Amin Chaschinuch. V'hinei Terem, so that's it. So according to the Ran, eat the lighter Isser, even though he's not honest on the lighter Isser, according to the Ravid, be over on the Isser HaChamor, because that's what he's honest on. Very fascinating suffix. V'hinei Terem novo lodun be'ezel Hashem Yizborach beguf maskonas Amin Chaschinuch. Mokom yesh lahayir, ani rotze lahayir, why did the minchas chinuch have to be makdim to his suffik, that pikuach nefesh is dechuya, not hutra? Even if we say that it's begeder hutra, we also have a suffik, since he's anus ani chamura and not on the kala. Why did he have to first say Pikuch Nefesh is Dechuya, not Hutra, that it's because she pushed off and not completely Mutter? Even if we say it's together Hutra, the same suffix the Minchas Chinuch would apply. So apparently we can say that he had to be makdim in this because in his Maskana it's Talui B'Divrei HaRavid V'Aran. Because from the Ran we can learn two Nekudas. Number one, the Ran isn't maskim with what the Ravid writes, that when he's honest on the Shechita and not on the Nevela, he has to be over on the Isser Shechita. Ran holds no. This is a person we consider that he has two possibilities, and he of Shechita and Nevela, and he should do the Nevela. We can also be motzi from the Ran that Pikuach Nefesh B'Shabbos is Begeder Dechuyo. Because if we say it's Begeder Hutra, the Rashba writes in his Chubis and Chelak Aleph Tafresh Beites that if Pikuach Nefesh is together Hutra, there is no Din of Akala Kal Tchila, because all mitzvahs are mutter b'makom Pikuach Nefesh. And so writes the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis v'Sofa Mitzvah Dinei Pikuach Nefesh. So according to this, it would emerge that according to the Tzadik, Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, in the subject of the Minchas Chinuch, you can do whatever you want. You can shecht, you can eat the nevela. It's all mutter. Because according to the Ran, it comes out that you have two possibilities in front of you. You have the possibility of shechit, and you have the possibility of nevela. And I'll speak to Nefesh, it's mutter. Just the Ran was machria that he has to eat the nevela, and he doesn't have a choice, because we do say akal akal, and that's only because Bikoch Nefesh is the chuya. But if it was hutra, then you can eat whatever you want. Ah, gevaldik, gevaldik. So that's the Ran. That's That's why you had to be makdim that we hold it's techuya, because otherwise, according to the Ryan, you'd be able to do whatever you want. Well, if he's there, yesh lo hoitzi, shtei nafka minas lahaloche. According to this, we can be mechadesh two nafka minot lahaloche. Number one, where the anas, the person who's forcing you, person who's forcing the Jew, is forcing somebody to be over at an Isser Torah. And the person could be matzil himself by doing an Isser Derabbanan. The Kulei Alma should be over on this Derabbanan at the Isser Torah. Because we find that even when a person, when already was over B'shoigig on an Isser Torah, and he can save himself by doing an Isser Derabbanan, he has to do it like we see in Shabbos 4:8, Big Pass Patana to your Lord Dice, Alpha Kav to his Pass. The Isser Derabbanan, we let him do the Isser Derabbanan to save the Isser Derabbanan. And Kim Kolshkein, where you haven't yet been over in the Isser Torah, and you can be over in the Isser Derabbanan, and you won't have to start the Isser Torah, you have to be over in the Isser Derabbanan. So, if you have to do the lighter Isser, when the anas is forcing you to do an Isser Torah, and you do the Isser Rabbanan, do the Isser Rabbanan! And even in Isser Rabbanan, we find that there's an Isser Kal and an Isser Chamor. Like we see in the Mishnah, in Rosh Hashanah, and Av Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, B'Shefer Shal Rosh Hashanah, She'asur La'alot Be'ilan La'vi Shofar, V'yamrinan Hasen Da'ayni Taimeh. You know why you're not allowed to go on a tree? Because Shofar is not Deiche, Lo'is Esei, and Esei of Yom Tov, the Ran writes that even though climbing up a tree is only an Isser Derabbanan, Chachamim ein chizik l'divrei b'shel Torah. In other words, since the Surah Torah of Yom Tov are in a saying, Allah says, who has din, Isurim Derabbanan shel Yom Tov, it's an essay in Allah saying, you're not allowed to be over on them in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of shofar. And according to this, when you have in front of you an Isser Derabbanan of Shavuos b'Shabbos, or an Isser Derabbanan of Nevela, you also have a klal of a kal a kal, because an Isser Derabbanan of Shavuos is more chamur than an Isser Derabbanan of Vela, because Shel Shabbos is an Isser Skila, and it's an essay in a loisesay. Mishel Nevela is only an Isser loisesay. B'chol detikin to a Rabbanan, kein do a reis a tikin. And if so, if somebody is forced by the anas to be over an avera de Rabbanan chamure, and he could save himself, be Isser de Rabbanan hakal, I'd be telling the machlokes Ravid Ran, but according to the Ravid, he should be over on the Shavuos and not on the Nevela. Why? Because he's being forced to be over on the Shavuos. And therefore, don't be over on the Nevela. But according to the Ran, he should be over in this Nevela de Rabbanan, who's only in Lois to say, and not and the Isser of the Rabbanan of Shabbos, which is an essay in Alois' essay. Because they're called the Tikkun de Rabbanan of Deidereis Tikkun. So we have levels also of Chomer in the Surah de Rabbanan. So the Ran would say, be over in the lighter is the Rabbanan. Miu, Hayanire, Loimar, She'isurim de Rabbanan, Kulu Abe Begedu, Hutulaitzel Bikuach Nefesh. However, it would seem that all Isurei Derabbanan have a status of Hutra when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Why is that? Because it's mistaber that b'makom sakana lo gazru rabbanan. Sheisurim de rabbanan him kulam begeder hutra itzel pikuach nefesh. Because it makes sense that b'makom sakana the rabbis weren't geizer. So for the kuli alma you can do whatever you want. So what we just said, we're taking it back. We're taking it back. He said that it's machlokes ravid ran when it comes to surah de rabbanan. No. So they're going to do whatever you want because the rabbis weren't geizer then. So you get to choose. However, it would seem according to the Magen Avraham in Shochach, Shin Chav Ches, Sif Katan Tes, that even in Esurim Derabbanan there's a Gedder of the Chuyayin Sham. According to that Hadar Dina, Kim Tzedek, the original Din, and we will say that you should be Machmir, you should do the lighter one, according to the Ran, because the Magen Avraham seems to say that even Besurah Derabbanan only be Gedder to Chuyah. However, beguf divrei haminchas chinuch lelmod midivrei haraivit lenidon svekato, the chinuch who wants to extract from the raivit for his sofek, yesh la'ein bezez nish pashit. What was the sofek of the minchas chinuch, where the guy is forcing you to be over on an Isser Chamor, and he can be over an Isser Kal and save himself that way, should he do it. And he wants to bring from the Ravid, who holds that if you have a Choyle, Shish Boi Sakona, and he can eat a Shechted animal or an Avela, we go for the Shechted animal, because that's what the Onis was on. So too, you do what the guy tells you to do. And don't try to get out of it by doing other Isserim. אמנם בגוף דברי המנחת חינוך יש לעיין אם אפשר ללמוד מהרייבד שהרי בתשביץ בחלק ג' בסימן למד ז' הוא ביאר כוונת הרעבד במה שכתב דאיסור שבת עומד לפניו שלכאורה אינו מובן שהרי אינו אנוס מחמת השבת אלא מחמת חוליו. The Toshbitz explains the kavan of the Ravid when he says that an Isser Shabbos is omed b'fonav, and therefore he should shech the animal because that's what's standing in his way. Shabbos is standing in his way of getting better, so therefore he should shech the animal. It's hard to understand. It's not Shabbos that's standing in the way, it's his illness. The illness. He's not anus machmas Shabbos. He doesn't have to be Machalel Shabbos Mitzad Shabbos. He has to be Machalel Shabbos Mitzad his illness. So why do we consider him Anos on Shabbos that we say to him, you're Anos on Shabbos and not an Avela Soshech? No. He's Anos Mitzad his illness. Awesome or not awesome? That's a great Tashbitz. He was the Rav in Algiers in the 1300s, 1400s. Algeria. Kosev HaTashbitz, Shafilo Matzinu Nevela Tzichem Anuchal Shabbos Levash Lovim Kein Shabbos Hushuhut Chlo. Vio Emedes Lefon Avach Kevin Shebe Mikzas Tzrochov Onu Tzrichim Lechal El Shabbos Yim Kein Chozro Shabbos Kichol Ve'ein Onu Tzrichim Lachzor Achar Isurim Acherim Kedei Shaloi Tzchal El Shabbos. That we find that in a vela we have to be Machal Shabbos in order to cook it. And therefore Shabbos becomes mutter. And Shabbos is standing before us. So since anyway it's going to have to be Machal Shabbos, so now Shabbos becomes like Chol. And we don't have to go after other Isurim in order that Shabbos not be Mischalel. Because anyway, he's going to have to be Mechalel Shabbos. So anyway, he's going to have to be Mechalel Shabbos. So you can already shech. So that's what it means, Shabbos stands before us. Whatever he's doing, he's going to have to be Mechalel Shabbos. Either way you look at it. That's all in the nidon of the raya, so therefore you can already shech. That's all in the nidon of the raivid. But if you have two resuri Shabbos, one kal and one chamor. If you have two resuri Shabbos, one kal and one chamor. For example, have aron tchumin, that they're both losa says the man de amar havar lelav yatzos chayev lavo alakal. In other words, it's a good day in the Gemara, right? Why did the Torah single out havara? Some say lelav, some say to tell you that it's alive, some say to tell you chayev in every melacha separately. But the point is that if you hold havara lelav yatzos, and against that you have tchumin. So they're both losa says. Then you have to be over on the lighter one and not on the chamor one, even according to the Ravid. Because the Ravid is talking about a case right away, you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. So once anyway, you're going to have to mechal Shabbos with two equal Asurim, so you can already shecht. But if you have a lighter Isur and a more chamor Isur, then you have to do the lighter Isur. So if you have Havara versus Tchumen, do the lighter Isur. I don't know which one's the lighter Isur. But do the lighter one, even according to the Ravid. So according to this, in the Suffolk of the Menchas Chinuch, the Nevela Vishvius, Flo Shaykh Bezeshvaris HaTashbitz, Hadar Dina, the Din comes back, that he should be over on Shvius and not on Nevela. Do the lighter one, because according to the Tashbitz, the Ravid's whole Suffolk is only talking about a case where anyway you're going to be Mechal Shabbos on the same level. But if you could do the lighter Isser, the other right wasn't talking about, you could do a lighter Isser. So Mimela, if you could do the lighter Isser, even the right would agree to do the lighter Isser. Because what does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, listen, anyway you're being Mechal, according to the Tashbitz, anyway you're being Mechal Shabbos, but in this particular case, so you're being Bechal Shabbos on the same level. The veil you'd have to cook. And Sheikh Shecht Shchita you have to... The veil you'd have to cook. And Shchita you'd have to be Shechit on Shabbos. So both of them are the same level. So since, if it were during the week, he wouldn't need a Nevela, so what's really stopping him? The Shchita. During the week, he would eat kosher. So that's really what essentially he needs to do now. If the loya Shabbos, would we ask him for an avela? No, shchita. So therefore, we consider that the iser that's standing before him now is the shchita, to do the shchita. That's when you're going to be doing both the surim that are equal, either nevela or nevela is going to require cooking and she's going to require shechting. So do the shechita, because that's the issue that's all made fun of, because during the week you would do shechitas on Shabbos also. This person doesn't really need a nevela, the person needs to eat meat. So already give him kosher meat. But if you have a cow and a chamor, even the Ravid would agree to give him the cow. And therefore that wouldn't, according to the Svar of the Tashbitz. And therefore you can't say that the Ravid, like the Menachas Chinuch says, you can't say that the Ravid's Shita would apply to ours, the Suffolk of the Menachas Chinuch, like the Menachas Chinuch wants to say, where you have a Nevela, where the guy is forcing the guy to eat a Nevela, and instead he could eat Shvius. There the Ravid would agree he should eat Shvius. However, Yish lahamshich, yish harbe harbe malomar. And be'ezus Hashem yizbarach, anachnu nir'eh b'li neder shi'ur haba b'noseh hazeh. Ani modeh lechem shekshavtem. Dvarim hayu nifla'im. U be'ezrat Hashem, אנחנו נמשיך הלאה בפעם הבאה. שלום, שלום.